This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Cam. It's now time for the market wrap. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us. China has revealed more than a million hogs have been culled in the country since last August when the African swine fever outbreak was first reported. A Bloomberg report says today this has opened up a huge market for plant-based meat products in the country.
Yeah, so China's Ministry of Agriculture says a shortage in supply for pork will force a 70% price increase in the second half of this year. So this is going to be, this is going to cause like a huge economic ripple effect because Chinese consumers are eating over half of the 79 million tons of pork consumed by the entire world. So a Hong Kong startup, Green Monday, is looking to bet on a perfect storm of sorts on factors that are currently building up in the market to promote their meatless pork products made of pea, rice, mushrooms and soy as a substitute for meat. So Bloomberg says investors are excited about plant-based meat, looking at shares in companies like Beyond Meat, which is surging 542% since its listing last month.
Wow. A Barclays report released last month said that the plant-based meat sector is set to grow tenfold in the next decade to reach $140 billion in value. That's a big shift and will shake up the agriculture industry. But there are also concerns. If Chinese consumers, in this case, are ready to change their food choices, which are very ingrained in their culture.
Yeah. I believe with increasing education, the animal agriculture industry will experience a shift, especially when it's been hit by disease outbreak cases and cullings year after year. So Green Monday founder David Young, he says the demand for meatless pork from China is very high with increasing health conscious and globalized consumers. And he says this is the same group that helped like foreign brands like Starbucks grow their Chinese businesses.
This is young consumers, I assume.
Yeah, young consumer group. And he says if we look at cultural adoption, there's no history of coffee drinking in China, but businesses have created a new lifestyle. So this market is basically betting on fundamental shift in eating behavior and principles in a world where the choice is becoming easier to make with increasing health concerns, both for consumers and lifestyle, as well as ethics and environmental impact. So the forecast is totally realistic, even though China has the world's highest pork consumption rate. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, they are also the number one in the world in vegetable consumption. So perhaps this sector is going to be a perfect marriage for them.
And moving on to Bursa, EcoWorld announced a turnaround in the first half result of its financial year. How's the counter doing today?
Yeah, so EcoWorld, Malaysia Berhad's net profit rose 35% to some 71.5 million ringgit for the first half of 2019. And this is boosted by higher revenues from its projects. And it says the strong rebound in sales also followed the official launch of the National Home Ownership Campaign in March. So the counter today closed down 1.8% at 83 cent.
Sean, thanks for that update.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.